everybody, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is It's All in Your Spirit, and the Bible reference is from Luke 6, verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart is mouth speaking. Your heart, which is the recreated human spirit of God's temple, is dwelling place. That's where the kingdom of God is. Luke 17, verse 20 to 21 says, and it's through your spirit that you make contact with God. For God is a spirit. It's the reason you must educate your spirit and guard it with all diligence. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Everything you require for your life is in your heart. Therefore, learn to live from your heart. When you live from your heart, you won't be bothered about the happenings outside. Experiences won't determine your responses to situations. You live above inflation and economic crisis because you've learned how to enjoy your prosperity and turn it on from within you. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in your heart. God has set everything, including the world, in your heart. This shouldn't be difficult for you to relate with, because God is bigger than the world, and yet he lives in your heart. Glory to God. Therefore, as a child of God, see and live from your heart. What you see with your heart is more real than what you see with your physical eyes. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18 says, when we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Seeing with your heart means envisioning and apprehending the realities of the gospel and of the kingdom of your spirit. Hallelujah. It reminds of what Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 12 verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Where are these wells? They are in the deep recesses of your heart. The finest and most important things of life, the eternal things, are all in your heart. Therefore, live from within. Someone might say, I'm always sad. I need somebody to make me happy. I need something to make me happy. I've come here to tell you today that the joy you need is in your heart. It has to exude from you. Exude the joy. Exude it. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Having joy, having peace, becomes your strength. And you can find all these from the Word of God as you keep meditating and listening to the Word of God and praying. Realize that you're naturally happy. You're naturally at peace. That's the joy you enjoy as a Christian. It's from your heart. Let it exude from your heart. Hallelujah. For further study, read Matthew 12, 33 to 36 and Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Mark 11, 27 to 52 and Numbers chapters 27 and 28. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalms 69 and 17 and Acts 26, verse 12 to 23. Let me take the confession after me. The life and nature of God are in my spirit. The divine transformation and glory evident in my soul and body are the result of the impact and influence of the life and nature of God in my spirit. I'm set on high, established in glory, righteousness, prosperity, and peace, because I live from within. Hallelujah. Live from within. It's all in your spirit. The wealth you need is in your spirit. The joy you need is in your spirit. The love you are unable to showcase is in your spirit. Let it exude from your spirit by meditating on the word, listening to the word, praying, and giving time to God. You naturally bring them out. When someone says you are glowing, it comes from within. That's because your glow is coming from within. As it's saying, we are supposed to exude joy, we are supposed to exude peace, we are supposed to exude love. Hallelujah. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.